This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Supreme Court ruled today that corporations may not, in fact, patent human genes. The specific genes at issue were the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. They were in the news a couple of weeks ago with Angelina Jolie, if you recall, because they can help determine whether a woman has an increased chance of developing breast or ovarian cancer. It is obviously an intensely personal diagnosis, but the ruling today, though, is decidedly industrial. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more now on the $65 billion genomics industry.
For companies that rely on patenting human genes to make products, like genetic tests for cancer, the court's decision is disastrous. Art Kaplan is the director of ethics at NYU's Medical Center.
This is a major decision. It's kind of a tsunami that's going to move through the biotech industry.
Kaplan says the tsunami will destroy companies that don't innovate, that don't pivot quickly, and start making products with genes they've changed to make synthetic materials, which the court ruled can be patented. Juan Enriquez heads Excel Venture Management, a biotech venture capital firm. He says lots of companies are already doing this, using synthetic material to make everything from food to biofuels.
So you can design cells so they begin producing specific fuels or specific chemicals.
And now that human genes can't be patented, researchers will have more access to them. It'll be cheaper for patients to have their genetic codes mapped out. Edward Abrahams heads the Personalized Medicine Coalition. He says your doctor could look at your genetic code to decide how much medicine and which medicine to give you.
If you have a certain genetic profile, whether drug A or B, C, or is going to work for you.
Abraham says the Supreme Court case did create winners and losers, but consumers should come out on the winning side with lots of new biotech products just over the horizon. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.